L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Bill Whalen of the Hoover Institution. He is the host of Politics and Policy, the podcast, as well as Goodfellas, the podcast and videocast. Writing his column most recently about the California vote, where there is tension. No, not nationally. This is a blue state. And the overwhelming blue registration tells the story for Vice President Harris in California, for Congressman Schiff in California. However, we come now to the question of three races that are telling a different story about the California electorate. Bill, a very good evening to you. I begin with the mayor of San Francisco and the mayor of Oakland, both inheriting troubles that got worse in their time in office. But there's a difficulty here for me understanding what's going on, because I believe that San Francisco has ranked voting, and Oakland has a recall vote. It gets very confusing. What is the story about first Mayor Breed in San Francisco? Is she seen as returning to office?
She is in trouble, John, at this as we speak. And good evening. So London Breed is running for re-election in San Francisco for mayor. And San Francisco has, as you alluded to, what's called ranked choice voting. And what that means is unless somebody gets 50% of the vote on election night, then you go to the entire field of people, John, and you start eliminating candidates on least votes to most votes. And what you do is reassign the votes to the other candidates. In other words, you go in the ballot box, John, and you just don't pick one person. You pick in order of preference who you like. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And there are 10, you get 10 choices on the ballot. So what happens is if one candidate doesn't get 50%, then you start eliminating other candidates until somebody gets up to 50%. Fans of it say that it speaks truly to democracy because you're getting somebody who's kind of a consensus candidate. I take the opposite view that you get actually accidental mayors and people who don't really come with much of a mandate because they kind of back into office, which is the problem with the mayor of Oakland, which we'll get to in a minute. So on Tuesday night, Breed is going to be caught up in this ranked choice system right now. And the problem is this: she has to defend the status quo of San Francisco, which, if it's not entirely indefensible, it's pretty darn close. She's running against one fellow who was an interim mayor previously. But she's also running against a fellow named Daniel Lurie, John, who spent about $15 million of his own dollars, which is a lot, in the San Francisco mayor's race, running as the outsider. So I'll be very curious to see if the outsider prevails on election night.
And the policy issues, are they entirely about the homeless, or is there a money problems in San Francisco?
It's a combination, John. It's homelessness, obviously, but it's also crime. You know, that city has become kind of the poster child in America for penny any property crime. And it's also, John, just the condition of the city. San Francisco has huge problems with this business climate right now, in particular business property. You can get just pennies on the dollar if you want to rent commercial property in San Francisco right now. So it's not just a question of quality of life in terms of homelessness, John, or public safety, but just also the city's future moving forward in terms of being this vibrant economic engine.
And across the bay in Oakland, now they lost the Oakland A's, a blow
yes.
to any city, but that came after a series of blows. The homeless mentioned, the crime, there were these grotesque stories about crime coming out of the pandemic. And then there was talk of a recall. Is that what's on the ballot, or is this also a mayor's race?
No, it's a recall election for the mayor, John, because she was elected in 2022 by virtue of ranked choice voting. And so she backed into the job. And it's hard to tell if this is a function of just a lot of unfortunate timing on her watch. I think she came in, John, in office in early 2023, and there was a big scandal involving the city's IT system getting hacked. You mentioned the Oakland Athletics leaving town. Well, so too did the Golden State Warriors. So too did the now Las Vegas Raiders. So Oakland is really just not Oakland as a major league sports franchise. But boy, misery thy name is Oakland, John, because Oakland has problems, financial problems with its government. It has vast problems inside its education system. It has a big crime problem, too. And on top of that, Mayor Chantel has an integrity problem. John, the FBI raided her home back in June, thinking she might be part of a voting scandal, that she was taking money for pushing forward phony votes, which she has fought to the death. So she is up for recall, John, and so too is the district attorney at Alameda County. And in her case, it has to do with being soft on crime. And that's the narrative which I got to in this column. It's a very different California in 2024 than it was in 2020.
Is it conservative or is this tactical?
It's not conservative, John, because, look, they will call the presidential race out here. Our polls close at 11:01 p.m. They'll call it a minute after the polls close presidentially. They'll call the Senate race quickly. Democrats still outnumber Republicans 2-1, as you mentioned. But this is not the same environment in 2020, which was dominated by what in California? Black Lives Matter protests, the aftermath of George Floyd, and the public thinking that, you know, looting and vandalism is really kind of a frustration with social justice, if you will. 4 years later, different mood with the voters. Back in 2020, John, there was an anti-crime measure on the ballot called Proposition 20, which now aims to do what the current Proposition 36 does, which is to take these property crime penalties and shifting them from misdemeanor back up to felonies. Now, back in 2020, John, that thing got barely 30% support. This time around, Prop 36, which is basically the same initiative, John, it's getting anywhere from 60 to over 70% support. So this is voters, I think, just saying kind of enough is enough with crime in California. It's the pendulum, John. Back when I came to California in 1994, tough on crime, three strikes, one strikes, and so forth. Then the pendulum shifted away to let's thin the prison populations, let's not punish people. Let's understand the problems. I think the pendulum shifting back, though, to punishment.
Now we go to Los Angeles. There's a dual message here. There's Proposition 36, you've taught me, on the state ballot, which has to do with crime. And there's George Gascon, the Los Angeles DA, who is associated with generous responses to crime. Is that the way to put it?
Well, Gascon came into office, John, in 2020 under this wave of progressivism in California. Keep in mind, John, the same wave that eventually took out Chase Boudin, the district attorney's episode. Well, he got recalled in 2022 over this. Now, Gascon ran on defunding the police, on cash bail, no more cash bail, and on thinning the prison population. But if you go back and look at the numbers on election, John, Joe Biden has a huge win in Los Angeles County on election night, about 71% turnout in that county. Gascon, meanwhile, gets about a million fewer votes than Biden. He slips by about 53%. So here we are 4 years later. I don't think Kamala Harris is quite the presence in Los Angeles that Biden was 4 years ago. And the public's mood has shifted on crime. He is kind of a dead man walking politically right now. One poll I saw last week on him, John, has him trailing by 30 points. Let me repeat that, 30 points.
The conservative flavor in San Francisco, the challenge in Oakland, the rejection of Gascon, if it happens, Proposition 36, does that change anything for the way Mr. Newsom thinks about his national chances in the future? Is he changing?
Well, no, he's not changing at the moment. So Gavin Newsom does not support Proposition 36. He opposes it. But interestingly enough, John, he will not go out and campaign against it. He was asked by reporters a couple of weeks ago, why not? He said, I just don't have the, quote, bandwidth for it. Translation, I don't want to get on the wrong side of a losing issue. He did endorse in a local congressional race the other day, John, which has two Democrats running against each other, because in California we have this open primary system that allows two people from the same party to appear in the general election. And he supported the fellow running against the former mayor of San Jose, who is a supporter of Prop 36. That's kind of politics and vengeance. But you raise an interesting point. If Kamala Harris does lose next Tuesday, and Gavin Newsom is now part of this talk about the party moving forward, he's going to have to take a hard look at what voters have rejected or said in California on election night, what they're saying nationwide. And he might have to think about adopting his message, or as Bill Clinton famously put it, triangulating his message.
Bill Whalen of the Hoover Institution. I'm John Batchelor.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.